You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Ahead of the Commonwealth Games, we're speaking to blind and partially sighted athletes who will be competing. Today, we're joined by a Team Scotland para swimmer, Astrid Carroll. Astrid, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
We are not long to go at all until the Commonwealth Games kicks off. How are we feeling and how's the prep going? When does the excitement kick in?
I think the excitement's already kicked in. I'm really looking forward to it. I think we came up to the prep camp 2 days ago and I think that's when it became really real, just like walking around in the Scottish swimming kit and just being with all the team as well. It just really like was like, this is ready, this is going to happen soon.
Now it's your first Commonwealth Games. Does it being on home soil make it easier or nerve-wracking or...
I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's just going to be a nice opportunity just to like see the environment and get to know teams and really learn from the older members of the team, because I think it's going to be so nice just with like the group and the environment, and definitely that's going with like Glasgow being a home games as well.
Now for those who are unfamiliar, could you share your sight loss story with us please and how it got us to, well, where we are today?
So I have Stargardt's disease, which is a macular degeneration. So my retina doesn't process vitamin A properly. So I was diagnosed with it when I was 7, and then it gradually gets worse over time. So I started off as a S13, which is the highest classification in swimming for visual impairment, and now I'm S12. So it just gradually goes over time.
And how did you get into swimming?
I did lessons like a lot of people, and then I moved out to Abu Dhabi and lived there, and there was a lot of swimming in the culture of that because it's very warm, and I just really enjoyed just like the water. I think I just spent like full days just in the pool, and I think from there it was like, how can I pursue this further? And like, yeah, so then when I came back I started doing like proper competitive swimming.
In speaking to the Clegg boys, a little bit of sibling rivalry going on there, both being in the same team, but you're in a slightly unique situation in that your sister Ursula is competing for Team England. How is the sibling rivalry going there?
I like the sibling rivalry. Me and my sister have a really good relationship because we train together, and so we're often like, we do very like, we're not overly competitive with each other, but we do like nice, small, very random competitions with stuff. So I think it's just going to be nice taking it and just like having a friendly face on the blocks and taking that competition, like that kind of stupid competition, into like this type of level. But like in terms of the family with the Scottish English thing, I think it's going to be interesting. I don't really know. My grandparents coming to watch, and I don't really know what flags they're going to be bringing, because I think they might be holding a Scottish one in one hand and an English in the other hand. So I'm not sure how that's going to go down, but we'll see what happens.
The first ever half and half flag.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I feel like there might be backlash to that, but we'll see if my grandparents are all right.
Now, my final question for you, Astrid, is for any of our listeners who have perhaps been in a situation similar to yourself, diagnosed with an eye condition, have you got any advice for them? Now, we're not saying go and represent your country at the Commonwealth Games at Paris swimming or anything, but any advice at all?
I think it's just understanding that there are ways to do things, and it might be really scary at the start, but ultimately you have an amazing different perspective and you have a unique situation and you can do stuff with that. And so there's always ways of doing stuff. It's just finding out and being creative with how you do that. And I think it's understanding that it's like mine was quite a long process to accepting it, but ultimately that hopefully should happen, or it doesn't have to happen. But I think from there, it kind of like, yeah, there's always a way of doing it. You just have to be creative and be open to new ideas.
Fantastic stuff. Well, Team Scotland para swimmer Astrid Carroll, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.